Science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, or STEM, are all areas that have been experiencing a growing interest in the field of education. At the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga, the teacher preparation for STEM areas is shifting, and the Center for Leadership in STEM Education is at the forefront of that change. I spoke with Dr. Sandy Watson and Dr. Stephen Kuhn, co-directors of the new center. The growing emphasis on STEM education has been at the forefront of education reform since the 1990s. The measure of a nation's sustainability is reflected in levels of science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, according to the America Competes Reauthorization Act of 2011. The University of Tennessee at Chattanooga is opening a Center for Leadership in STEM Education in support of the emerging cadre of teachers through the You Teach Chattanooga program. The Center for Leadership in STEM Education provides resources and more to enhance STEM education in our schools.
I think the biggest piece involved in this is You Teach Chattanooga. And then we have several pieces that are coming off of it, but still kind of revolve around You Teach Chattanooga. And then we have a long-range vision that will even move further out and include more entities. So currently where we are with the leadership vision is we are establishing probably closer partnerships with some of the Hamilton County schools, which would involve things such as providing a lending library for You Teach Chattanooga students who have graduated, who are now teaching out in the schools, who can come back in if they're teaching a science lesson, for example, and they need some triple beam balances and their classroom does not provide that. They can come to us, check those out, and use those. We're going to have a lending library. In addition, we're going to have an online database of STEM lesson plans for K-12 teachers. And that would be available to teachers across the country, across the world.
A couple of other things as part of the program. You Teach Chattanooga is one part of the Center for STEM Leadership. We'll also make connections with K-12 schools, with the Challenger Center, with STEM disciplines on campus. It'll serve as a hub for a lot of different things going on in STEM education. Part of the grant will also cover some tuition scholarships for students who are entering the You Teach Chattanooga program, and more extensive scholarships as they progress through the program.
Inner city and rural schools are most in need of improved STEM education models. The center at UTC encourages students from diverse backgrounds to participate in the education program.
In our summer internships and in our scholarships, first consideration will be given to underprivileged people who are STEM majors, but they also have to meet academic standards. People of diverse ethnic backgrounds, people of low SES levels, those people will get first chance at these scholarships that we're seeking through another large grant that we're writing and expect to receive. So those would be full ride scholarships for those people. In addition, we have already received a diversity grant for women in the physical science area. And the difference about UTeach and what makes it so unique is that our students are not getting a degree in education. All of our students have a degree in the STEM areas, which are science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. So they are physics majors, they're chemistry majors, they're mathematics majors. So the focus is much more on the content. And all the courses that we provide related to the teaching aspect are specific to how do you teach mathematics? How do you teach science? So there are no generic education courses.
The University of Tennessee at Chattanooga is one of only 21 colleges across the nation participating in this program. The faculty and staff at UTC works closely with the University of Texas in Austin to emulate their successful program.
You Teach Chattanooga is a replication of a program at the University of Texas that they started in 1997 and has proved just amazingly successful. In the first 10 years, they doubled the number of math and science teachers that they produced and achieved a much higher retention rate in the schools where they send their graduates, including almost half of them going into low SES schools, which is really quite amazing given what goes on in the rest of the country. This is a high school math and science teacher preparation program, but the first two courses, they go into elementary schools, first course, middle schools, second course, and we try to pair our students with teachers in low SES schools as much as possible so that when they go out, they get a wide variety of experiences, and they do that from the very first course in the program. unlike most teacher education programs where it might be juniors or even seniors before they'll step foot in the classroom to actually teach.
The focus is on the content areas for these emerging teachers, but the UTeach program also ensures their graduates are prepared to achieve the necessary license to teach required by the state.
We have quite a number of classes that are considered UTeach classes. For example, the first one after the first two introductory courses is called Knowing and Learning. And it's about how we know what we know, why we know what we know, how did we get where we are today with how we think. So it's a lot of information about cognition. And then the second one is called Classroom Interactions. So they learn all about things like classroom management, multicultural students, how do you handle diversity. So all of the same types of information that you're talking about that will be on those praxis tests is embedded in the UTeach professional education courses.
For university students interested in science and mathematics, the Center for Leadership in STEM Education offers a very low-risk opportunity to see if they may be interested in becoming teachers.
We offer two introductory courses. Any student who is a STEM major, any student who is thinking about teaching, any student who is undeclared, if they just are even basically interested in teaching, we invite them to take these first two courses. They're one-credit hour courses. As of right now, we are rebating the tuition at the successful completion of the course. It is a low-risk way for them to explore teaching because they actually go out in the schools and they teach during those classes. I think that everybody on our team is extremely motivated, ambitious, and very excited, including our students.
President Obama's State of the Union speech last month included the desire to prepare 100,000 new teachers in the fields of science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. The University of Tennessee at Chattanooga is helping to reach that goal through the Center for Leadership in STEM Education. Follow the links from our blog at wutc.org to learn more. For Around and About, this is Rabbit.